cool today. We don't know how much longer it's going to last. So take advantage of the cool weather while you've got it. You can do extra walking, extra sitting meditation. Do it while it's easy. Because when it gets hot, then you have to fight with the heat. This is a basic principle throughout the practice, is when things get easy, we tend to get lazy, and so we've got to learn how to be more heedful. It has to be that part of the mind. As we were talking the other day about the parable of the ant and the grasshopper. The grasshopper spent the whole summer just singing, and saw the ant working away and said, "Come on, why are you working? It's summer, it's nice." The ant says, "But winter's going to come, got to prepare." The grasshopper says, "Well, enjoy the summer while you got it, hey." Of course, the grasshopper dies when the winter comes, and the ant survives. And it's the same with our practice. When things go well, we tend to get complacent. It's only when we begin to feel the pang of the suffering in the mind that we begin to realize, oh, I've got to practice. Well, that's, to use another parable, it's like the parable of the horse. There's some horses, all they have to do is hear the word whip, and they obey. Others have to be touched by the whip. Others have to be beaten by the whip. Others have to have the whip go all the way into the bone before they obey. The heedful ones are the ones all they have to do is hear the word whip. So train your mind so that it's heedful when you realize, okay, there are dangers ahead. And what are the dangers? All kinds of things can happen outside. But what's really dangerous is if you can't trust yourself to do the moral thing even in difficult circumstances. That's the big danger in life. Or as the Buddha said, of the various things we can lose. We can lose our relatives, we can lose our health, we can lose our wealth. Those, he says, are not really serious losses. It's when we lose right view, when we lose our virtue, that's a really serious loss. So you want to strengthen the mind, so you've got those two things solidly taken care of. And if they're not, well, you've got a good day today. It's cool. Weather's nice. Use this opportunity to develop the qualities of mind you'll need when things are not so nice. That's what the Buddha meant when he said to be heedful. Reach consummation through heedfulness. Be consummate in all your good qualities. That takes work, but today we've got a good day to do the work. Whether we're here or going home. Actually, every day is a good day, but today is especially conducive, so take advantage of it.